you know, the purpose of this exercise was really about giving you some time to share ideas about the issues that you want to take away and you want to make happen in your areas. And you've had 40 minutes for conversations between yourselves. We're not going to capture all of that now. If anybody wants to tweak some of their ideas, wants to tweak their workshop ideas, that would be brilliant. Steve here is going to capture the reporting back verbally. So that'll be on the amplified side. We're not going to try and write everything up now. What I'd really like to focus on is just one or two ideas from each group about some of the individual actions we want to take and some of the collective actions. We also asked you to think about the question for this afternoon that you're going to pass on to the panel. I'm not going to ask you to feed that back now. I think you're all at different stages of having developed that question. So one of you per group is the nominated person to think about that over lunch. Make sure you have a chat with Sheila so she knows who's going to be representing your group and asking that question in the plenary. So, and I think that nominated person is the different one to who feeds back. Let's share the load a little bit. So group number one, we're working out what to do about making this a reality. And the statement was about, it was a quote from Pat Rees-Mayer Beach from our session on Wednesday. The health of a culture can be measured by its openness and generosity to others. So who is feeling that for number one?
I'll start.
Could you come up to the front, Jackie?
Yeah.
And if you could just give me, I'll move to the side. If you could just give us, do you want me to hold it for you?
Yeah,
it's
not
clear. Yeah, do you want to? Oh, thanks,
Ella.
Okay, so we want if you could just read out one or two points about your individual actions and one or two collective things.
Yep. Stick it up for you,
Aaron. We obviously spent a lot of time chatting, and all of us talked about and just take forward. Common to all of those was this idea of sharing and disseminating the knowledge that we've gathered here with our colleagues and kind of the wider groups that we work with. And it was about also finding a way to kind of articulate and manifest some of those processes when we went back home. So a particular example for me was just about bringing groups of local people and groups of artists together to talk about certain subjects and maybe keeping that going. But it was about bringing those groups together for the first time. We were also really keen to look at what our assets are and to think about not just the tangible assets but the things that are not tangible. So it's not just about programming and you know all the stuff that we can do in the day job, actually the things that are more difficult to articulate. Is that a kind of fair summary of the first one? Yeah. And collectively, what we're going to do, it started off with a lot of networking and tweeting and blogging and making a really kind of fun and dynamic presence online. But it was about carrying on the dialogue and being flexible in how we do that and who we do that with. This idea of generosity and openness, it was about carrying that forward with not just the folk that we work with immediately at home, but in our wider communities, and thinking about that in an online way too. And we spoke a bit about policy at the end, and this idea that policy follows practice, but it's this idea about how you kind of live in both worlds and straddle policy and practice, and kind of, I guess, work on those two platforms on a daily basis, but to remember that it is policy follows practice, and it's practice is the important part.